Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about the benefits of learning another language. For questions 19 to 23, choose which benefit, A to H, each speaker has experienced. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I know people from all around the world because my job involves looking for global solutions to environmental problems. I get to go abroad a lot, and I do think speaking or reading the language of a country has been a huge help when I visited. Of course, I've friends who've been all over without speaking another language, and they've been able to make themselves understood, but I've usually found that when I'm somewhere I can speak the language, I worry less about the practical aspects of a journey and focus on enjoying what's going on around me. And that's what it's all about, really.
Speaker 2.
Basically, it's pretty obvious. The better you can speak a language, or the more languages you know, the greater the number of people you can communicate with. In my case, I've formed close ties with a number of people from other countries. That's usually because we all appreciate the time and effort we've spent getting to know a different language and culture. I'm lucky because languages were well taught at my school. I wasn't actually considered to be particularly clever, but I was given a good start as far as other languages are concerned. I'm very grateful for that.
Speaker 3.
People often think I must be super intelligent to be doing the course I'm doing, but I don't think that's the case. I'm hoping to have a career in global finance, and the big advantage when I was applying for this college was the fact that I could speak several languages. That really helped me get in, and I've met people from all over the world here. When I was a child, my parents travelled around a great deal. Luckily, I was a sociable child, so in every new country we lived in, I learnt the language quite quickly.
Speaker 4.
If you've ever travelled to a country where people speak a different language from your own, then you'll know that you can't just learn a list of words if you want to make yourself understood. The same idea is often expressed differently in other languages, so it's actually taught me a lot about my mother tongue. When you speak a foreign language, you have to actively think about what you want to say and how you want to say it. I find it helps if I think about the grammar in my native language first, something I'd never really thought about before. I certainly didn't when I was at school.
Speaker 5.
It's other people who have helped me learn languages by letting me struggle on in their native tongue even when they knew mine far better. So I have a lot of kind and patient people to thank. I could never concentrate in language classes at school, but then I realised how important languages are these days. After all, in our globalised world, knowing more than your own language is extremely useful. I wouldn't already be at the level I am now professionally in my career if I didn't speak a few languages reasonably well. It's good to know all the travelling I did after leaving school wasn't wasted.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I know people from all around the world because my job involves looking for global solutions to environmental problems. I get to go abroad a lot, and I do think speaking or reading the language of a country has been a huge help when I visited. Of course, I've friends who've been all over without speaking another language, and they've been able to make themselves understood, but I've usually found that when I'm somewhere I can speak the language, I worry less about the practical aspects of a journey and focus on enjoying what's going on around me. And that's what it's all about, really.
Speaker 2.
Basically, it's pretty obvious. The better you can speak a language, or the more languages you know, the greater the number of people you can communicate with. In my case, I've formed close ties with a number of people from other countries. That's usually because we all appreciate the time and effort we've spent getting to know a different language and culture. I'm lucky because languages were well taught at my school. I wasn't actually considered to be particularly clever, but I was given a good start as far as other languages are concerned. I'm very grateful for that.
Speaker 3.
People often think I must be super intelligent to be doing the course I'm doing, but I don't think that's the case. I'm hoping to have a career in global finance, and the big advantage when I was applying for this college was the fact that I could speak several languages. That really helped me get in, and I've met people from all over the world here. When I was a child, my parents travelled around a great deal. Luckily, I was a sociable child, so in every new country we lived in, I learnt the language quite quickly.
Speaker 4.
If you've ever travelled to a country where people speak a different language from your own, then you'll know that you can't just learn a list of words if you want to make yourself understood. The same idea is often expressed differently in other languages, so it's actually taught me a lot about my mother tongue. When you speak a foreign language, you have to actively think about what you want to say and how you want to say it. I find it helps if I think about the grammar in my native language first, something I'd never really thought about before. I certainly didn't when I was at school.
Speaker 5.
It's other people who have helped me learn languages by letting me struggle on in their native tongue even when they knew mine far better. So I have a lot of kind and patient people to thank. I could never concentrate in language classes at school, but then I realised how important languages are these days. After all, in our globalised world, knowing more than your own language is extremely useful. I wouldn't already be at the level I am now professionally in my career if I didn't speak a few languages reasonably well. It's good to know all the travelling I did after leaving school wasn't wasted.
That's the end of part 3.